You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX News Update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
La Crosse mayoral candidates Shondell Washington Spivey and Chris Kahlo took part in a debate last night at UW La Crosse's Cleary Alumni and Friends Center. Both candidates spoke on housing, homelessness, and childcare, and both said that they support the Pathways Home Plan for La Crosse County. The candidates split over a ban on overnight camping in the city, which Kahlo voted for as city council president, and rezoning the Reach Center, which Kahlo voted against. The spring election is on April 1st. The La Crosse City Council will meet tonight. The long city council agenda includes resolutions on dozens of property and utility bids and agreements, rezoning requests, and the police department's annual report. The city council will also consider approval for several road construction projects and consider approving $250,000 for the La Crosse Regional Airport's minimum revenue guarantee fund in a bid to attract a second airline. The La Crosse County Board approved a similar measure last month. A ruling this week by a Wisconsin appeals court means that disabled voters can't receive absentee ballots by email. The decision means that disabled voters will not be able to receive ballots by email for the spring election on April 1st. Currently, only military and overseas voters can get ballots by email. The groups that brought the lawsuit to give disabled voters the ability to receive emailed absentee ballots said they will not appeal the decision. Republicans said voting electronically from home weakens election integrity. Congressman Derek Van Orden held a virtual town hall Wednesday after facing criticism for not holding in-person events for constituents. Van Orden blames what he calls outside agitators for the decision to hold virtual events.
I want to be the most accessible member of Congress possible, and to have somebody screeching in the background that is not having a productive discussion with either myself or their fellow constituents is unacceptable.
Van Orden answered a handful of pre-screened questions, including responses to mass federal government layoffs and funding for the Dairy Business Initiative during the virtual event.
Rebecca Cook announced her campaign for Congress in Chippewa County yesterday. Cook, who has run for the 3rd Congressional District seat twice, is seeking to unseat Republican Derek Van Orden. Cook says she plans on building on the momentum of her past campaigns.
I think we'll certainly be a lot more aggressive. I think that we've got to hold this administration's worst instincts accountable. And Derek Van Orden has proven that he's really lockstep with what this administration is attempting to do.
Cook says she won't be shy about hearing from constituents in the 3rd District.
As a public servant, you're elected to be by the people and for the people, right? And so you need to be accountable to the people. And so I intend to host town halls pretty frequently throughout the campaign and create opportunities for people on both sides of the aisle to be able to interact with me and have a dialogue on issues that they care about the most.
Cook, a Democrat, is the first person to announce their candidacy to challenge Van Orden. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berg is also considering a run for Congress.
The Trump administration is planning on cutting tens of thousands of Veterans Administration jobs, according to multiple news reports. Currently, the VA employs about 470,000 people. The goal for the Trump administration is to get the VA back to pre-pandemic staffing of just under 400,000 workers, so about 70,000 employees would be let go. In addition, the Trump administration is planning to downsize the military's civilian workforce by about 5-8% of its nearly 950,000 employees.
Wisconsin's Democratic elected officials are pushing back on the Trump administration's plans to let go of tens of thousands of VA workers. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
New reports show the administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans care and services across the country. The mass terminations of federal employees suddenly and without advance notices throws tens of thousands of Americans across the country into chaos.
According to federal officials, Wisconsin has about 11,000 VA workers. Congressman Derek Van Orden said he's pushing back against the Trump administration's federal budget cuts that would affect veterans and farmers. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulotz.
Van Orden says he spoke with the billionaire last week and that Musk assured him the Department of Government Efficiency, better known as DOGE, will be more refined in its recommendations to ensure veterans and farmers are not harmed by federal budget cuts. Van Orden says he'll raise farm and veterans issues when he meets with DOGE staff and that federal benefits to vets and farmers won't be interrupted.
The VA is planning to cut tens of thousands of jobs across the country.
Meteorologists are concerned about public safety as the Trump administration plans layoffs at the National Weather Service. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
UW-Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman say any pullback of the severe weather forecast provided by National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration could put lives at risk. Ackerman says many employees being described as probationary are in fact experienced professionals at the agencies. The numbers to be let go remain unclear.
The NWS has three offices in Wisconsin, including one here in La Crosse. UW-Madison is among the dozens of universities being targeted by the Trump administration over its handling of protests about the war in Gaza and other issues. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei-Olson.
The Department of Education, now led by Linda McMahon, sent letters to 60 universities across the country, accusing them of violating Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Title VI requires that any organization receiving federal funds bans discrimination based on race, color, or national origin. Trump and his surrogates have said they would crack down on what they call anti-Semitism on campus, saying the schools failed to protect Jewish students and faculty. Last year, UW-Madison students camped out as a protest against the war in Gaza, and that movement ended when police broke up the demonstration. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
The Trump administration has already begun canceling federal funding for several universities.
A bill that would compel sheriffs in Wisconsin to check on immigration status during felony arrests passed the assembly this week. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
If a sheriff does not comply, the local government will lose 15% of its revenue from the state in the following year. On Tuesday, the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety voted 8-4 along party lines to recommend passage of the bill. It will need to pass both the full assembly and Senate in order to arrive at the desk of Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who's already indicated he'll veto any such measure.
Some sheriffs have already indicated they will work with federal immigration officers, while others said they will stick to existing law. Over one-third of Wisconsin driver's licenses have still not been updated to Real ID, with the deadline under 2 months away. A Real ID is required to fly domestically or to enter federal buildings as of May 6th, although people can still use another form of ID, such as a passport, to fly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says about 37% of driver's licenses in the state have not yet been updated. A full list of documents needed for the update and more information is available on the Wisconsin DMV website.
Today will feel very spring-like with highs approaching 70 degrees in most places. The warm temps will continue into tomorrow with highs well into the 70s before southwestern Wisconsin will see its first severe weather chances of the year. There's a slight risk of thunderstorms, high winds, and even an isolated tornado tomorrow afternoon into the evening. Widespread rain is expected Friday night and Saturday. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Packer players moving on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL Free Agency. Two Packer players have signed with other teams. Center Josh Myers, a one-year contract with the Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon joins the Eagles, also a one-year deal. Men's college basketball, the Badgers taking on Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette against Xavier in the Big East tourney. In Madison, Sarah Williams says she's entering a transfer portal after 3 years on the Wisconsin women's basketball team. NBA Bucks basketball tonight, they host the LA Lakers. And Shaquille O'Neal had this to say about former Bucks player and business mentor Junior Bridgman, who died on Tuesday.
Yeah, this one really hit hard for me. They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. All right. Matthew McConaughey is back after a 6-year hiatus. The star of Dazed and Confused and True Detective returns to the big screen in The Rivals of Amzia King. During his hiatus, McConaughey wrote a book, spent time with his family, and stayed fresh by doing voice work in films like Sing 2. McConaughey's memoir, Green Lights, is now available. Will the new Jurassic Park be rated R? As a fan of dinosaurs and thrillers, I really hoped so, but seriously doubt it. Fans are speculating based on the new trailer and how dark it seems, and the fact that the franchise introduces a new new, especially scary monster called the D-Rex. Social media users seemed excited at the idea of an R-rated, truly freaky Jurassic Park. Unfortunately, according to the experts, studios will most likely not want to give up those under 17 profits. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a system that could bring some rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. A couple of strong to severe storms are possible. After that, rain Saturday with rain changing to a little snow on Sunday. Today, though, mostly sunny, 68. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy, upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.